Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Jordan is a stable, moderate presence in a turbulent part of the world and remains a critical partner for the United States on a range of issues, including the Syrian crisis, the Middle East peace process, and countering violent extremism. The United States and Jordan share a commitment to promoting regional security and stability, furthering Jordan's economic development, and advancing social, political, and economic reform in Jordan. We recognize Jordan's increased immediate needs resulting from regional unrest, the efforts Jordan is undertaking at the forefront of the fight against ISIL and other extremist ideology and terrorism, the influx of hundreds of thousands of refugees from Syria and Iraq, the disruption of foreign energy supplies, and other unprecedented strains. According to Jordan's foreign minister, Nasser Judeh, Jordan is hosting about 800,000 registered refugees and some 700,000 economic migrants. This means that the refugee population in Jordan stands at approximately 21% of the overall population, and in the words of Foreign Minister Judeh, is something that no country, regardless of political or economic might, can cope with. Consequently, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister Judeh signed a new memorandum of understanding that reflects our strategic partnership and the United States' firm commitment to Jordan's stability. In the past 5 years, the level of assistance in this memorandum was $600 million annually. Starting now and continuing through 2017, that level will go up sharply to $1 billion a year, which covers a wide range of programs in the areas of economic support, technical help, and security, said Secretary Kerry. The increase from the previous MOU is designed to address Jordan's short-term extraordinary needs, including those related to regional instability and rising energy costs. The provisions of this memorandum will strengthen the forces of civility and moderation everywhere, said Secretary Kerry, because it will bolster a country and a leadership team that has been steadfast in its support for both.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.